Ashley, can you tell me a little bit about your journey through hockey to this point?
Growing up, you look up to people, I watched the NHL, I watched the Olympics, and as a little girl growing up, your dream and your goal is to be an Olympian. I'm a little older, I was born in 1990, so back then I wasn't aware of any women's hockey opportunities that were at a professional level. You just kind of transition and you play high school and your goal is college. And then after college, you're looking towards the future of what can I do to continue to play. Fortunately for me, a couple years out of college, I was able to play for the Minnesota Whitecaps, even though they weren't a part of the NWHL at that time, but it allowed me to continue towards my dream and play the game that I love. You know, I have to balance my full-time career as well in the Minnesota Army National Guard. It's just very important for the younger girls and the younger players to like realize, like, if they have a dream and they have a goal, to never give up on it. Like, this is 20 plus years in the making for me, and if I would have given up on it and looked back at it 10 years from now, I totally would have regretted it.
And with your passion for hockey, how has the military come into your life?
Coming into the military, I was 21 when I joined, and every unit and every role that I've been involved with, my command team is knowledgeable of the fact that I'm an athlete as well. So it's nothing new to them. At the end of the day, Army is my number one priority. That is my job. So that falls back on me to ensure that I am executing my responsibilities, I'm ahead of the game, or I'm getting things done early to open up time and space for outside of the Army, things that I want to do. But in the last 8 years of my service, you know, not only have I played hockey, I competed in Red Bull Crashed Ice for 3 years. I'm on the biathlon team for Minnesota. So it's kind of, I give and they'll give me some lenience there, but being very prioritized is the number one with your time. You have to be able to get all your jobs and responsibilities done and plan out those very few hours that you have to be in the gym, to get on the ice, to stay in shape and be able to compete at the level that we're competing. But yeah, like I said, without my chain of command, like, I wouldn't be able to be here.
Tiffany, you've traveled the globe in your pursuit to play hockey. Where did your journey begin to becoming a Buffalo Butte?
I come from a place with basically no hockey. I'm from Taiwan. We don't even have proper trainings there. We don't have proper education of what an athlete or a hockey player should do to do their work and get better. I was very fortunate that my first coach, my first goalie coach, he's a Canadian. He was there for about 2 years training me, and he set up the really good fundamentals for me, like skating-wise and movement-wise. It was very good. I was lucky enough to have him because after that, it was on and off that I just don't really have any coach. When I was 14, I went to Sweden. I trained with Kim Martin, and that's where I met Kim Martin, Pernilla Wimber, and all those Swedish Olympian. And that's when I really, really want to come to North America to play hockey.
And so how did you end up going to college in Rochester at RIT?
When I was 15, I went to a showcase in Prince Edward Island, and that's when I got recruited by Stanstead College, and I went there for high school for all 3 years. So I left home when I was 15. And then when I went to college in RIT, I got cut my freshman year. And I was in a really difficult situation where I was the fourth goalie that signed on. And so the coach decided that he doesn't need that many goalies, so I was cut. And at that point, I was playing like intramural hockey, so really, really horrible hockey, and it really kills me. And at a point that I thought about giving up, but it was the love of the game that kept me going. So I didn't give up. And luckily, a year later, we started our national team. I've been playing on that national team for 5 years now.